أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما جعلنا لبشر من قبلك الخلد أفإن مت فهم الخالدون كل نفس ذائقة الموت ونبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة وإلينا ترجعون صدق الله العظيم. This is Surah Al-Anbiya, and at the very beginning of the Surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about aspects of Nubuwwat when the kuffar had objected to the fact that why is a man sent as a Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded that this has been the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala sent humans and not malaika. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we had not appointed or made any human before you that will last forever and ever. In other words, all the Anbiya alayhim salat wa salam, all the prophets that had come down, they had also left this world. Mouth had to come to them, death had to also come to them. And you also, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will obviously have to leave this world. رَفَئِمْ مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ. Is it possible that you die, you leave this world, you meet your death, فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ, and the kuffar of Makkah will remain forever and ever? That is not possible. This ayah was revealed at a time when the kuffar realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message is spreading, and Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was speaking about the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some of them try to console others in saying that this won't carry on for a long time. He has to leave this world, and when he dies, all this will die with him. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah also in response to those people, that أَفَإِمْ مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ, that is it possible that you will leave this world, and they will remain forever and ever. They also have to leave the world. So the reality of this was, that despite the fact that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had left this world, this message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had continued. No matter how much they wished for the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no matter how much they tried to assassinate Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, the message of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam had never left, and it continues up to this day. If you look at it on the opposite side, that if some of them had this objection, that if he is going to leave this world, then how is it possible that he is going to be of a Nabi of Allah? Even in the beauty of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had solved that issue also, that وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. There were many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam that had come before, and they had also had to leave this world, and Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam will also leave this world. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the next ayah, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every nafs, every soul shall taste of death. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the taste of death, and some of the commentators explained that for the ruh to be extracted from the body, there is definitely going to be some form of pain, and every person will have to feel that pain of death. And hence we find that in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu was salam speaking about those that are martyred, those that leave this world in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fighting for the upliftment, the development of the deen of Allah, they, when their mouth comes and their soul leaves, it will be, the pain that they go through will be like the bite of an ant. In other words, it will be just that much. However the pain may be, but when a person looks forward towards going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person looks forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he realizes that this mouth is a bridge, and he is now prepared to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that eagerness, that enthusiasm to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way will overshadow that pain that the person goes through. Whatever pain that person goes through is not felt because of that eagerness, and all of it is taken in its stride, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create the situation that different people, according to their status, according to their love for akhirat, and according to the love for this material world, they will experience the pains of death and the pangs of death differently. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make the dua also, O Allah, relieve me of the pangs of death, the sakarat of maut, the ghamarat of maut. And hence Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught this ummah also this very, very important lesson, that we also need to make the preparation for death. We need to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an easy death. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the realities of this world, that we tested you with the evils and the good as a trial. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts us through various tests. One is the tests of difficulties. Ill health, for example, is a difficulty man goes through. But that is the test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the direct opposite also is a test. Good health from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is also a trial and a test from Allah Rabbul Izzat. In that ill health, whether we turn towards Allah and we beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the trial and that is the test. In the good health, do we make shukr and appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mat of good health? That is also the trial and test from Allah. In a similar manner, affluence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a person, that affluence also is a test and trial from Allah. Does that person utilize that wealth according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does it create a negative attitude in that individual? So that is also a trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The opposite, Allah Rabbul Izzat puts a person through trials with regards to financial difficulties, poverty, etc. That is also the trial from Allah. Does that servant turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Does he make sabr at that particular time of that difficulty? So hence, the good also that Allah grants us is a trial. And the difficulties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us are also trials from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we go through life, we will find that each and every condition like that is a trial from Allah. It is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that we were put through difficulties. At that time of difficulties, we were tried. At that time, we made sabr. Now we know the difficulties Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gone through from the time of the nubuwat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the kind of sabr sacrifices that they had to make, and he speaks about that. Then he says the time had come on this ummat when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tried and tested us with the test of comfort that Allah Rabbul Izzat had granted us. He said at that point in time we could not make sabr. In other words, we indulged in it. But of course, at that time, parallel was the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu outlined this ayat in that wonderful way. وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and towards us is the return towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Obviously there, the reckoning will take place, the hisab and the kitab will take place, and the reward and the punishment will take place from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.